This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Russian troops are making some real advances in Ukraine's southern region, but they've stalled in other areas. Ukrainians are fortifying the capital of Kyiv with barricades. The Russians are rocketing and shelling some cities near Kyiv. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
A regional leader says in areas to the east of Kyiv, near the Russian border, bombs fell on residential buildings and destroyed a power plant. He says there were dead and wounded, but hasn't given any figures. Bombs also hit oil depots west of Kyiv, while too, the mayor has reported heavy artillery fire, saying we can't even gather up the bodies because the shelling from heavy weapons doesn't stop day or night.
2 million refugees have now fled Ukraine, says the UN. Irina Okremenko is one of them. She arrived in Romania with her year-and-a-half-old son, but says the rest of her family is still in Kyiv.
To be with little baby and run away from my family, from my husband, from my sister and parents, it's very hard because I'm alone here.
There's word this morning that Shell will stop buying Russian oil and natural gas and shut down its service stations and other operations in the country, the latest company to sever ties with Russia because of its invasion of Ukraine. Gas prices are soaring here at home because of the crisis in Ukraine. Gas is $4.17 a gallon today, says the AAA. A year ago, it was $2.77. Teachers in the Minneapolis school district say they'll go on strike today. They couldn't reach agreement on a new contract. Teachers in neighboring St. Paul did reach a deal late yesterday, so there'll be no strike there, they say. The issues in the two districts were pretty much the same: wages, classroom sizes, and mental health supports for students. This is AP News. The Senate's given final approval to a bill making lynching a federal crime.
Members of Congress tried hundreds of times over the past century to pass a law to make lynching a federal crime before the Senate gave final unanimous approval to the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act.
That it took so long is a stain.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill, coming more than 60 years after teenager Emmett Till was lynched in Mississippi in 1955, is an advancement by the nation.
While this will not erase the horrific injustices to which tens of thousands of African Americans have been subjected over the generations, nor fully heal the terror inflicted on countless others, it is an important step forward as we continue the work of confronting our nation's past in pursuit of a brighter and more just future.
The bill goes to President Biden for his signature. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.